Yo, man, it's been a long time coming, but we are back after a 2-week break to decompress. It's the Go Buckets podcast again, and I'm your host, Yaga. And you know what? It feels good to be back because you know what? This might be the perfect time to be back to discuss some football with the craziest Champions League campaign I've ever seen in my life happening. But let me not rush the gun and let me go ahead and introduce the usual suspects, man. How are you doing, Kivaria? What's up? What's good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm extra. I'm super happy. I'm
super happy.
I've never been this happy, man, in a while.
Let's see if our other guest shares in your happiness. Hamzat, how are you doing?
No, I'm doing hard, so, everywhere. I'm busy. It's busy. I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Yeah, doing.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing good enough. You know.
That's great. Good for you.
Sorry?
So that's great. Good for you.
Are you sure you're really good? Are you sure you're actually okay?
I don't think I've had a better day than I'm having been right now for like 4 weeks now. So yeah.
Why are you lying, bro? Why are you lying?
Damn.
I'm not lying. Anyway, that's your problem. If you think I'm lying, that's your problem.
Okay,
not mine.
Okay, let's not think for him. Let's not rush the gun. Let's start with one of the greatest Champions League campaigns I know for the past 15 to 20 years. Let's talk about the madness of the semi-finals of the Champions League, because I don't think any one of us had the final as Liverpool versus Tottenham. I don't think any one of us had it as that. Did you? Did anyone here think Liverpool will face Tottenham in the final? I told you guys that Liverpool will win, but I didn't think Tottenham will win.
You told who?
I told you guys, yeah. No.
I said Liverpool win. Did you say it?
I said it. I said Liverpool win, but I didn't think Tottenham was going to win. That was the issue here. But what did you guys think? Okay, let's start from somewhere. First. Let's start from Liverpool versus Barcelona. For all intents purposes, Sir Hamzat, we want to take a break from this topic because it's sort of it's not good for him. He doesn't want to. he doesn't want to take a dive into that topic, man.
Because his team is trash, man.
Yeah, possibly trash, but we know what he's going to say. Oh, Valverde needs to be sacked. Coutinho is a very poor player. Coutinho is probably Brazilian.
But I read somewhere that Valverde is sacked. Is it true?
I don't know, man. I doubt. I don't think so yet. When I told you guys to go and get Arsene Wenger, guys were thinking I was joking. But looks like you're going to get Arsene Wenger soon. All right, let's talk more about the Liverpool versus Barcelona game right now. What did you think about both legs, Kivaria? About both legs. The first leg that was 3-0 with Messi giving one of the great Champions League performances in the semi-final. And then the second leg where Liverpool delivered one of the greatest comebacks of the last year. Since the last greatest comeback was against Barcelona also. So what do you think about the whole shebang?
I've been seeing this like throughout the knockout stages. I've been seeing this. Mm-hmm. This Barcelona side is not that good.
Yeah, they are good.
They're
averagely good.
They are better than most teams because most teams are below average. Mm-hmm. But they're not that good. They're... Compared to the Barca side I've watched personally. Mm. And it was so evident to me because, okay, I don't watch Barca La Liga games because I'm not a La Liga fan. Mm-hmm. But I have watched every encounter, especially Barca United related. Mm-hmm. I watched 2009 final. I watched 2008 semifinals. I watched 2011 final. Those games, especially 2009 and 2011, like, there was so much fear that Barca team would give an opponent, like, mm-hmm. you'd be so afraid, like, oh my gosh, these guys will actually dismantle my team and tear them like limb from limb. But that fear factor was not there, even though they outplayed United, because United, like, is...
This is not even a Manchester United question.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I saw this coming like earlier. I saw it against United. It's just United were not a quality, like, they didn't have enough quality to expose this side of Barca. Mm. But I saw earlier that if this side was to face a quality side with good tactics, this will be exposed. So it's not a shock to me, really. Even with the 3-0 lead, it's not a shock to me that Liverpool... Like, okay, I had a feeling something would actually happen, because especially when the goal came very early. I think the early goals are always important.
Yeah, 7th minute. The first goal was in 7th minute.
Because I wasn't actually watching the game, but when I got the notification that they scored early, that's when I actually had hope. Yeah. Same thing with the PSG United one. Like, when the goal came early, I was like, okay, something is up. But
then you don't understand that this team, this Liverpool team that beat Barcelona, the reason why I rate this comeback as one of the best comebacks I've ever seen is that they actually played Barcelona without their best players. They played Barcelona without Salah, without, what do you call this guy's name? Without Firmino. Naby Keita was injured. Robertson also got injured in the middle of the game with Suarez playing some dirty tricks. But he did not know those dirty tricks would come back to bite him, because the person that replaced Robertson eventually scored 2 goals to knock them out of the competition. So, Hamzat, are you prepared for any contributions to this topic about your club? Or do you have any grievances that you want to address? Eh?
No, I'll pass.
You pass? Why? You don't want to start cursing or what?
No, really. Man, there's nothing much to say.
Man, your team is fizzy.
11 players playing each other in the early stages of the game. Devo Koreki scored. Jorginho Wijnaldum came on and scored 2 quick goals, and Devo Koreki ended the game at the latter stages.
Oh, okay,
that's all that happened.
Okay, can I ask
you? Let's talk about how Barcelona didn't reply any of those goals.
Can I ask you a question though? Just one simple question.
I'm listening. I don't have to answer though, but I'm listening.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What did you think about that fourth goal though? The absolutely disastrous defending in that fourth goal.
Sorry?
The fourth goal. How can you explain that fourth goal? How come? What was going on?
Pique is one of the best defenders.
It was witty. Nobody was prepared for it. That's the truth. Nobody went to sleep. Any team could have been beaten by that, because nobody was ready for the corner.
So you don't think that your defenders need to be held more accountable for shitting the bed?
I don't know, really. You saw Alexander-Arnold walking away from the ball. Everybody, any normal person will move it, will prepare to mark them. The people were still coming in the box at that point. Liverpool's four defenders and tall midfielders were coming into the box at that point. So it's not like, it just got them off guard. Somehow it happened. Move on. Game has ended.
Why are you catching feelings, bro?
I want to understand something.
Why are you catching
the game has ended now, but I want to get your thoughts about when Barcelona beat PSG 6-1. How did you feel about that game?
I felt good. Simple.
That you cheated your way to a comeback.
Okay.
2 penalties.
Okay, so are you going to give it up for the Liverpool fans? Are you going to tell them congratulations right now on air?
That they came back with no penalty.
Yeah, congratulations to Liverpool. Everyone, all my Liverpool fans are friends. All my Liverpool friends and fans of whatever, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. All the fans of Liverpool that I know and talk to have been congratulated by me.
Oh, okay. Okay, then let's move on to Barcelona Light FC. That is Ajax FC. And they also tendered their own application.
No, that Ajax team play way better football than this current Barcelona. Wait.
Yeah, they actually play better football.
So I don't know why we're talking about this comeback like it's the greatest comeback ever. Like,
what is the greatest comeback ever?
Like, Barcelona is the greatest. Like, Barcelona is the best team in the world. They're not even the best team in the world right now. So, please.
So, what are you saying? What are you saying exactly? Are you saying that
the comeback is great? It's amazing. But Barcelona is the best. It's not the best team in the world. It's not the best team in the world. So that's what I'm saying.
So, who is the best team in the world? Manchester United? Who is the best team in the world now, right now? Because I want to see your point right now.
So you're saying Barcelona is the best team in the world?
No, right? I wanted to say, it's not, the point is not about Barcelona being the best team. The point is that they lost a 3-0 lead to a team that did not have two of their best players playing on the day. Mane did not even score. Divock Origi. The two guys that scored are not starters.
What I'm saying is, Liverpool did not come back against the best team in the world. They came back against the best player in the world. Yeah. The rest is just... The rest of those players are just...
Filler.
Yes.
Okay. Then let's go to Ajax versus Tottenham FC. It pains me to say this, but congrats to Pochettino. You get...
see you at Old Trafford next season.
But Liverpool is the team that I'm supporting for this Champions League final.
Come on, you Spurs. Come on.
Burn that Spurs thing. Because
come on, you Spurs.
Spurs cannot win the Champions League. Oh, it's not possible.
The Spurs go marching
in. This is really cute right now.
Huh? Oh, when fans, the Spurs go marching in.
Arsenal fans are supporting Liverpool and then United fans are supporting Spurs. Arsenal and Chelsea fans are supporting Liverpool. United and City fans are supporting Spurs. It's
yeah.
To be in the number. My voice is going wrong.
Your voice is
forgive me. Forgive me, please.
Your iterances are
off. My voice is true, fans. I'm sorry. my voice is
all right, man. So let's move to what else again? Is there any other thing about football? Oh, we can talk about... Okay, let's not talk about the Europa League because it's actually happening about right now. It's 1-0 for Arsenal, and right now I do not know the scores for Chelsea. I'm wishing them the best.
It's 1-0 for Chelsea.
Chelsea's leading 1-0. Okay.
Wait, let's talk about one thing.
I'm listening.
So, we've been going on and on about how this is a crazy... We're going on and on about how this is a crazy... Champions League campaign.
Yeah.
So for you guys, for both of you, which was your best leg or which was your best fixture in this Champions League?
Semi-final.
Probably like the knockout. Like
Ultra the knockout.
Like Ultra the knockout. Which game like was the best? A lot might have stood out for you.
Yeah, City Spurs.
I'll say City Spurs.
Yeah, City Spurs was good.
At Etihad. The second leg.
The second leg was really good. Apart from City Spurs, I think when Ajax went to Real Madrid to win 4-1, that was a pretty good game. That was a pretty special game. It showed me how good Ajax were. And it's so unfortunate that they got knocked out because you can say they deserve, in quotation marks, to be in the final. But when...
I think Ajax were the better team in that side for 90 minutes and a half.
The thing is...
But in the second half, Tottenham was the best side.
You see, the thing is that towards the end of the first game, the first leg, I said it on the group page I was on the group page. I told them that Tottenham had figured out how to play Ajax towards the end of the first leg, and that when they get Son, they will cause Ajax problems. But I did not even think that it was going to be this, like that they will win the game. But I thought that maybe it would be a draw in Ajax, and then Ajax will still qualify. But like, they still stuck to their first leg game plan for like the first half. Then the second half, when they brought in Llorente changed the whole game because it was difficult for, I don't know whether it was De Ligt or Tagliafico that was handling Llorente, but they couldn't hold Llorente with the aerial balls. The aerial balls, they didn't know how to handle them or get them clear. So once they started pumping the aerial balls, and let me just say this, this is killing me right now, but Moussa Sissoko delivered a man of the match performance that game. It was absolutely spectacular. They couldn't hold him throughout that midfield. Frankie de Jong was out of his element. And then Ziyech and Tadic
had chances, man.
You guys had chances. And then Tadic, towards the end of the game, Tadic should have held the ball in the corner for longer. But instead of doing that, he shot the ball out. He shot the ball away, like as if they were going to search for the ball. No. You hold the ball for longer. There are like 600 million balls in the stadium. Of course, if you shoot the ball away, they'll just fling another one in. I blame you, Tadic, but you know what? Maybe it's unfair, but that's the way the game is. People are still blaming Lionel Messi for the 4-0 collapse, even though he doesn't play defense. Anyway.
It's his fault. It's Messi's fault. Anyway.
All right.
So you
want to
say
something, huh?
I wanted to just say that Son was... was shocking that game. He was appalling.
Son was absolutely shocking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I, And kudos to Mora too, yeah. Three goals in.
Mm-hmm.
Three goals in it. That's mad still.
How come I'm not hearing shout for Lucas Mora winning Ballon d'Or?
Because he only played half a season. What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
Okay, okay. If you okay, let
but if Spurs win the Champions League, who win the Ballon d'Or?
Messi.
What?
Are you kidding me? Messi win Ballon d'Or.
I said Luka Modric won the Ballon d'Or after playing half a season.
If Messi will still win Ballon d'Or,
are you sure? No,
I'm dead sure that. This is the reason. Okay, maybe Van Dijk. If it's Liverpool that wins, maybe Van Dijk can pip Messi to winning that Ballon d'Or. But it's not the winner of Champions League that the player will come and win Ballon d'Or now. It's not all the time.
Okay. So if, how is the Ballon d'Or chosen?
Bayern in 2013. What happened? Why
yeah, but when Bayern won in 2013, they didn't win the Ballon d'Or.
That was then.
But like, let me tell you something. Like, if Tottenham win the Ballon d'Or, none of their players were spectacular enough to even make the PFA player.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying Liverpool. If Liverpool win, Messi's not winning that.
No, if Liverpool win, Steph, I don't even know because I don't know. I think Messi did enough. He did a lot this season for him to still take that thing. And there's Copa America too. Okay, there's still Copa America and there's still UEFA Nations League. Van Dijk is in the UEFA Nations League and Messi's in Copa America. Let's see how that one goes.
Okay, then I'm
you know one thing I want to bet
if, it's, if it's Copa America, then I'm
relaxed. I want to bet on the fact that Messi is not going to win that Copa America.
Look, Messi is not winning the Copa America. We all know.
if Messi's Ballon d'Or is the better of the Copa America, then I'm relaxed. We can close. Good night. Good night.
That guy's not winning it. That guy's not winning it. That Bomberclad team. They don't even have a coach right now, so... That team is the, and it's even in Brazil.
I've never seen a more disjointed association like the Argentine.
That team, they cannot win that team. It's not even a curse.
They are just unserious people in that Argentine.
Who forced him? He's not even to go to Spain. Who forced him? He wanted to be saying he can overshadow Maradona.
I'm sure he's going to regret it all. Like when he retires, and if. By mistake, he doesn't win any trophy throughout his international career. He's going to regret it all his retirement.
See,
all through his retirement.
Look, Messi should not be annoyed. The time that Argentina cheated to beat Nigeria in 2006, Mikel Obi cost him. He cut the grass and cost him that he will not win again.
But you know, can I say something, Tiwa? I have seen the replay of that Argentina-Nigeria game like three times in the last week, and I think you need to see it as well. All those cheating claims are just hilarious if you have to go. because I don't know, I felt like there have never been more stonewall penalties than the two penalties Argentina got.
No. It's not even their penalties, though. They were supposed to give us two penalties, too, but they didn't give us one where they hit Obuefi. One where they hit Obuefi on the floor, they didn't give us that penalty. And then one, I think it was Adebayo also, that shot the ball that hit somebody's hand, that they didn't give us penalty twice. And then...
You need to watch the game again. I don't think... You will see what I'm saying. No, you need to watch the game.
No, I'm serious. That game, I remember that game very well. Mikel Obi was so pissed off about that game. He didn't even want to shake Sepp Blatter. That's how much I knew, like, how they were so angry at how the refs were... Pulling them that game.
And I'm telling you to go and watch the game. Don't worry, you see what I'm saying.
Okay, let's not do it. Let's not go too far. Let's go straight into basketball. Haters.
You were supposed to give Chelsea four penalties in 2009 semifinals, but they didn't give them. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But at least they got redemption with the 2012 Champions
League. Wow.
Yeah, they got redemption now. We didn't get redemption. They still beat us again 2 years later in the Olympic Games. Anyway,
that was Di Maria.
Yeah, that was Di Maria. But Messi was there. Messi was on the chip the ball for Di Maria. I still remember it. Early in the morning, 8 a.m., waking up to watch Nigeria lose. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about basketball. The haters of Golden State Warriors right now are jumping up and down and rolling around because Kevin Durant has suffered a calf sprain that he suffered in Game 5. Which I thought we were going to lose at that time because at the time he got the injury was like 72-71. But Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson and Day-Day Green stepped up huge to give us a 3-2 lead. But I'm still a little bit iffy as to whether we're going to win that game, that series or not. But I hope we win the series, and I hope KD is not feeling too bad. Because at first I thought it was an Achilles tear, and if it's an Achilles tear, man, I'll be in tears, man, because there's no way for us to win. But anyway,
it's a calf strain. It's a mild calf strain.
No, but it's
going to be reevaluated next week, which means he's missing the rest of the series.
Yes, he's missing the rest of this series, yeah. But they're going to check an MRI on him tomorrow. But we'll see. We'll see.
They've done the MRI already.
Are you sure?
I just got a report. Kevin Durant's MRI confirms right calf strain. Expected to be reevaluated next week.
Ah, okay. Okay, then that's great. Look, that's how this podcast is. Live news. Straight into your ears. That's it. We're giving you live, or whenever you're hearing this on Saturdays, or whenever you want to hear this time. Anyway, let's talk to Kivaria. What did you think about KD going down with that injury?
Yeah, it's a big blow, man, because he's been our best player in the postseason.
Yeah, man, it's been our
like, best undoubtedly. Aww. It's a big blow, but yeah, I don't think it means the Warriors are down and out. I think people have seemed to have forgotten that, yeah, we haven't seen that side of them like in recent, like this season. Let me say this season.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have remember last season, just before the postseason, when KD was injured and Steph stepped up and he beat OKC, he beat Spurs, he beat Rockets single-handedly. So, yeah, it's a tough series. And I see a game 7, but I still tip the Warriors to go through.
I like your optimism.
Now say that again without crying.
I like your optimism.
Ah, man. Warriors in 6. No, sorry. Sorry for saying 7 in 6.
You see why it's good to, support teams like the Bucks. They don't give you stress. They made a mistake in game 1 and rectified it for the entire series.
Yeah, the Bucks are a threat. I'm not going to lie about that. The Bucks are a threat. But I'm not really going to judge my destiny.
Because you're facing Uncle Drew.
Yeah, Celtic.
I beg.
I have to tell you right now, Kyrie put up the worst performance of his career that I've ever seen. Like, he wasn't even trying.
Chris Middleton just locked him down.
He was forcing shots. He was forcing shots. He was purposely dribbling into double and triple teams. Even the other players on his team just got annoyed. They were like, "Guy, pass!" And
Can I give my first off season hot take?
Uh-huh, let me hear this. Let me hear.
Kyrie signs for the Lakers.
Bruh, I beg. Whatever he wants to do, he should do. I don't care about him.
Saw that. Kyrie is joining the Lakers.
So you think Kyrie is going to join the Lakers and go and meet LeBron again?
I believe so.
Do you feel as a Lakers fan right now, do you love that trade?
I don't think it depends on who they're trading, if you ask me.
I'm like, no, it's not a trade. It's going to be a free agent. Do you like that signing of him?
See, Kyrie's best skills are ball handling and shooting. Uh-huh. And in a team that has a Lonzo Ball, or if Lonzo Ball staying,
mm-hmm.
the team with Lonzo Ball will mean Kyrie is going to be doing mostly shooting. Oh. And he's going to find himself in space a lot of times because of good ball handling capability.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way I can picture a team with a Lakers team with Kyrie that won't do well. Mm-hmm. Because they have too many good ball handlers that Kyrie ball handling the ball is just an unnecessary, what they call it. It's just a waste of proper catch and shoot opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said when LeBron was coming.
Okay, man, if that's what you're going to say, man. But what do you think about the ruckus that's happening in the Lakers right now? Because you guys, you couldn't seal the deal with Ty Lue. And
I am grateful we did it. I am grateful we did it.
Why, man? You don't want LeBron to be coaching?
Ty Lue doesn't want to be somebody's puppet again.
Now, I heard the problem was that.
I don't know why people wanted him in charge. He doesn't have a particularly impressive CV, so I'm just like, why?
Wait, how, wait, how, How impressive do you want to see it to be?
This guy came back from 3-1.
He came back from a 3-1 deficit to win the title.
Nobody's ever done that.
What do you want again for
him? What else do you want? He made it to how many straight finals?
Anyway.
If you say so.
All right, man. I think it's time for us to wrap this up. How is it?
Oh, yeah. Let me say one last thing.
Yep.
Tonight, Manchester United Football Club, they're having player awards. They're awarding the best player
of the season,
their team, maybe defensive player, maybe best goalkeeper, all that stuff. I just want to say,
sorry, I don't do football again, but I'm wondering, what the fuck? United have the best player this season.
Now, I just want to say, as a football fan, or as if I was a manager, like if I was Solskjaer, I saw pictures of Solskjaer like dressed up with his wife or something there. I was like, if I was a United manager, I would not show up to the award show. To be honest.
Why?
And if I was running that club, I don't think we would even have that award show. Like, I'll cancel it this year because everybody...
Frank was equalized at Chelsea.
Frank was equalized?
Yes.
Which means Chelsea are thrilled of going out of the Europa League.
Nah, they right now it's going to extra time as of right now.
Chelsea.
Yeah, 1-1-1-1. It means it goes to extra time.
Is it 1-1-1?
Yeah.
I thought it was 1. Okay. I said equalized.
Yeah.
If Frankfurt score again, it's trouble for Chelsea.
Yeah, it's trouble for Chelsea. Frankfurt should score.
Yeah,
and from the statistics, Frankfurt are actually taking the game to Chelsea.
If Frankfurt scores again, Chelsea needs 2 goals.
Yeah, if Frankfurt scores again, Chelsea needs 2 goals.
Because then extra time is out of the...
Yeah, if Frankfurt score again, extra time is out.
So Chelsea would need 2 goals.
Yeah, so...
If Frankfurt scores lead, man, that's it, man.
That's crazy. That's going to be crazy. But anyway... Europa League, shoo-doo-doo, shoo-da, whatever.
Yeah. United players, you should be ashamed of yourselves. I don't even know. You shouldn't even dress up and go to that show. You should... It's disgraceful.
Lacazette, go! Go, Lacazette has scored. Go! Go! Let them know. Starboy.
Your TV was lagging. I was just about to tell you. Yes, who scored? Barcelona striker Alexander Lacazette.
Starboy Lacazette. Man, you fans are dumbfounded because they may be the only team in the top 6 that will not be in the Champions League. Get used to the Thursday night football, folks. That's the state of your club right now. Anyway, let me not get... let me not get too excited, but that was a fantastic goal from future Barcelona striker. Like I said, I'm also saying it. I don't really care about that thing, man. Because if we don't win this trophy, he needs to get out and go and play with. I'm going to bless Messi's life. Because Messi needs a striker that can do what he just did right now. Man, that goal meant a lot to, like I said, man. That's dope. Barcelona has never... Barcelona has never seen a striker this saucy. With this kind of swag. They've not seen.
Oh, God, that's
nothing. Since Samuel...
Then Barcelona had Thierry Henry.
Okay, that's an Arsenal player too. You get, so... Every time you need swag, you know where to go. Anyway, we have come to the end of the show. Kivara, how do you feel, man? This guy praying to God, I beg, may God no answer.
I'm good. I'm actually proud of the EPL teams. It's just showing Hamzat, you're watching a dead league, man. Stop watching a dead league, man. Watch the EPL. We're dominating Europe.
You don't have any response to watching the EPL.
You know when someone has been starved of good food for a while, when it gets the bite, it feels like it just had a presidential meal or something like that. That's what is going on here.
Ooh.
Good luck to you guys next season.
This guy,
right, there's no difference between United and
Barcelona. Well, to be very honest with you guys, I'm actually done with football. I'm trying to cut back my football.
Why wouldn't you be done with football
addiction?
Why?
Trust me, before the Barcelona game on Wednesday, I had like the most severe panic attack. I missed the entire first half of the game because. I don't know why it was just like really bad, like serious anxiety, and I just said, man, I can't do this anymore. I don't know why I let it get to me so bad, but, you know, it happened.
It's crazy.
So I just need to start, you know, rationing my football intake. Watch a game here and there, but not take it so seriously.
All right, so...
And I have a conspiracy theory.
What?
Something tells me... I have a conspiracy theory.
Something tells you what?
It's most likely rubbish. It's most likely rubbish, but I believe that a lot of the Champions League and Europa League games are being fixed.
You think they are fixed?
Me too.
We have in wrestling.
Yeah, I also have that same feeling.
For entertainment value.
Yeah, I have that same feeling. Because how possible is it that Liverpool came back from 3-0? And then Spurs the next day will come back the way they came back.
But do you think Messi would have signed off on being embarrassed 2 years in a row?
No.
It doesn't have to. You think? Okay, that's also. I don't know really. Nobody really knows what happened.
Because you're opening a can of worms here.
Because I feel.
I believe wrestling was real for a very long time. So. You never know until the juice spills.
We've already been talking about the sketchiness of the Champions League and everything. Of UEFA, sorry.
Yeah.
I just feel the semifinals, as entertaining as it was, man, it's just. The coincidence is like, it's just too, like, how possible
is
that?
It's just so ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. How possible is that on Tuesday, somebody comes back from 3-0 down, then the next day.
From 3-0 down again.
And like.
It's time for us to leave. I hope we have not invaded into your important call that you wanted to make by 9 o'clock.
Nagelo.
I extended by 15 minutes.
Okay.
While you were talking to daddy.
Nagelo. Say hi to her for me, please.
No problem.
Oh?
Say hi to her for me, please.
Oh? Oh, yeah.
What?
Say hi to the mommy. Anyway,
No, it's my colleague. I'm calling, sorry. They have nothing to do with.
Your colleague.
So the colleague cannot be a woman.
Man.
Moving on.
I've been trying to.
Wow.
I've actually been trying to end the episode for a long time.
Wow. This is how this world is, man. Men still look down on women. So a woman cannot be a colleague. No.
I see.
A work colleague.
Women. Can we move on?
Women. I'm supporting women empowerment. Women, you're
good
able
evening.
To be
good
work
evening.
Colleagues.
Good evening, Osha. Good night, Nigeria. Peace.
Hey, Basa is pieces, guys.
They
give away a 3-0 lead.
You can't clear the ball. Okay, anyway, we have... All right, bye-bye. Good night. Kivari, do you have any last words?
Barcelona gave away a 3-0 lead.